Blairsville used 5 3-point field goals to build a 28-18 halftime lead at Marion Center. And the Bobcats built that lead to 12 points in the third quarter, but then Marion Center came back to cut it to 2. Midway through the fourth quarter, the Stingers came back to cut it to just a 4-point deficit. Bobcat head coach Rick Brown says that the team practiced on holding a second-half lead.
I think we, like I said, kind of pregame, we tried to work some of those bugs out. We actually ran it out of them a little bit yesterday, so we were getting a little better flash into the ball on that hard press. So we knew Marion Center was going to come. We called the timeout just to make sure we were regrouped there and give everybody a breath and just tell them to just clear their head and just play basketball, you know. So we worked on that yesterday. So, yeah, we made some improvements. So I'm proud of the girls for hanging in there.
Blairsville's Sydney McCulley finished to the game's leading scorer, a tremendous effort at the foul line down the stretch. McCulley finished with 24 points. As a team, the Bobcats were 20 of 28 at the line. Peyton Potter added 13. From Marion Center, Jackie Fetzko scored 15 points. Lainey Monroe added 12. Grace Snyder finished with 11. With the victory, the Bobcats improved to 3-1 on the season. Marion Center falls to a record of 2-2. Blairsville defeats the Marion Center girls 57-45. Chuck Clark for your hometown radio station.